My name is Matt Ryan, and joined on the phone right now by Alex Hughes. Alex, thanks for your time today. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Matt. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, anytime, Alex. So let's talk about your most recent tune that you recently released called Until This Fire Dies. This is a great song. Been listening to this one. Can you tell us a bit about your new one and kind of how this one came to be written and kind of the story behind this one?
Sure, I'd love to. Yeah, so my new song, Until This Fire Dies, it was actually written just before the pandemic hit, and I was hanging out in an in-person write with my friend Aaron Pollock, and he was kind of jamming out on some cool guitar parts, and there was this lick that he hit that just felt really cool and felt like a vibe, and kind of just ran with that, and that's kind of still the same part that's playing in the song. And as soon as he started playing that and we started coming up with lyrical ideas, the flow for the song and everything just really started to happen. And it was so much fun to write and come up with something just a little bit different. This is more of like a sultry, interesting song with lyrics that just kind of grab you. So it was really cool to create this song. And then it really came to life in the production with working with Dan Slimner.
Very cool. And it's a great song. I'm always fascinated and curious to talk about kind of the writing process. And when you are writing a tune, what normally happens first, or what kind of comes to you first, a title, a melody, lyrics, or is it different each time? How is the writing process for you mostly?
Yeah, you know, it can be different each time. I like to write different hook ideas in my phone. So I do voice notes, or just on my notes app, I keep track of all the ideas that kind of come to my mind. And then once I get into a writing session, I usually kind of throw out some of these ideas to my potential co-writers, or if I'm writing by myself, just kind of pull out the guitar and kind of start writing some notes. But it tends to be different every time, but I would say one of my strengths is definitely melody. I love coming up with unique melodies, and that's something I really try to harness during like a co-write session.
Love hearing how kind of songs come to be. Again, joined right now by Alex Hughes. And yeah, you mentioned kind of song ideas in your phone, jotting down, whether it be voice memos or ideas and stuff like that. How large is the archive folder on your phone? Do you have song ideas? How large is that file? Do you have a lot of ideas?
You know what, Matt? I'm going to be honest. I'm like a little bit of a hoarder of digital memory. So I think I have like 500 plus ideas dating back to like 2012. But you never know. One might just be perfectly right for that moment.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's super cool. Alex, let's kind of on the way for you in the next little bit. Obviously, continuing to promote this one as 2023 kind of comes to an end here in the next month or so. What's kind of on the way for you in the next little bit? Maybe you're taking some time away off for Christmas and then getting set for 2024. What's kind of on the way for you in the next little bit?
Yeah, that's exactly it. I think I'm going to take a little time here to enjoy Christmas, enjoy some time with some family, and then back at it in 2024. I've got some new releases planned as well. So I'm really excited to kind of keep the ball rolling that this song has kind of started for me, and just, you know, keep putting out new music and putting out things for the fans.
For sure. And I know, just talking to other musicians, it have you already began kind of the planning for 2024 shows? Because I know a lot of things can't be announced until later on and in 2024, but kind of how early do you start planning for live shows and festivals and that kind of thing? Is that process already underway?
Yeah, it's definitely been underway already for a couple of months here, and even more shows kind of seem to be coming up. So it's really exciting to see so much live music happening in 2024. It just feels like every year we're getting more and more exciting opportunities. So it's going to be lots of fun.
Very cool. Before we let you go, if people want to kind of follow along with what you're up to, whether it be releases, upcoming shows, that kind of thing going forward, how can people follow along? What social media platforms are you posting to? How can people follow along with what you're up to?
Oh, thanks for asking, Matt. Yeah, I'm everywhere. I would say I keep probably Instagram the most updated. I am on TikTok too, so I try to keep the content fun and fresh on there if you want to follow along. Facebook, Twitter, all the usual spots.
Very cool. And that's how everyone can follow along with what you're up to, because I know a lot of awesome things are on the way for you. Alex, really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. Again, we're loving the sound of the new tune. I'm sure we'll catch up again down the road. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks so much for having me, Matt.